Okay. We're in Siman Reish Samach Daled Sif Daled. Afilu nosan ma'at shemen zayis bishmonim elu she'enem nimshachim va'oz nimshachim ein madlikim bohem. Even if you take some olive oil, which is the ideal thing to use, and you just add a little bit of olive oil to these other types of oils that we've already said you're not supposed to light with. Now you've got a combination, but it's just a little bit of olive oil. And there, you still may not light with that combination because the majority is not the correct one. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Yudches Ma'at, Avolim Hoya Rabo Mishmonim Haksherim Umiyut Mepsum. But if the majority of the combination is from kosher oil and the minority is not from good oil, then Batel Barov, the prohibited oil, is nullified by the majority. Umutern, you may light with that. Yutase Madlikim, you don't light the Gazrina, we're afraid. Dilma Osilat Luke Beinayu, because you may light the forbidden mixture by itself. In other words, let's say you put 30% olive oil and 70% the prohibited oil. Even though technically it may work to a certain extent, but we're afraid if you're going to use that this time, maybe next time you use only the prohibited oil, and therefore that's the real problem. So therefore, we don't allow it. But if the majority is olive oil, then we're not concerned. You may next time light without the olive oil. Okay, Sifkot Nehei. Chelev mohutach nikirvei dogim. Fats that have been heated up to liquefy. Or the innards of fish. Okay, even though they draw well into the wick and it lights, okay, still a madlikibayim, you don't light with them, because you may then light with fats that have not been heated up, that don't go well after the wick. Or the same thing with the fish innards. Vim nosan bahem ma'at ma'achas mishmanu shalei. What if you add with them some of the oil that is permitted, even a little bit? Mutter lahalavim, you may light, because then it's already concerning. It's a double concern, so therefore it would be okay. Sivkat nukhaf, chelev muhutach. What does that mean? Sheheiticho, you heated it up and you melted it also, ala ur, over the fire. Oshu chelev mochui mimea behema, or it's fats that have been squished from the innards of the animal that have not solidified. Vahu shadayin lo nikshur, that is, yeah, it's not congealed. That, we're saying, if you mix it with some good oil, it's okay. Avalim nikrishu, but if they're already solidified, congealed. Haran omer, the Ran says, afil b'nesin Hashem osocha, and if you put good oil inside of it,
the one mix.
Because, avalim nikshuru, Haran oser, I'm sorry, oser, I'm not reading it right, prohibits it. Even if you put a little oil in. Because the Rabbi says the Chenegar, that's the main law. Then they found in the insights of the Ramban, the Rashban, the Ritva, Shaposka, they all render that same halacha. They bring a proof from the Jerusalem Talmud. Chaval, the kirve dogim, innards of fish, shenimuchov, that have melted. Veshem and Sol, what about clear oil? Shaosim migal gal eno shel dag. Clear oil that is made from the eyeballs. Or the black part, again, whatever, from the eyes of a fish, or mibsar, from its meat, mutrafil bina, is allowed, even if you don't mix it with any other oil. Okay, chaveis mutter, you may use it, if you put a little oil in them, tilafi ikrat, according to the main law, hayam mutter, bechel mutter, really can use fat that has liquefied, levishinim shechach of sila shabbat, because it does light well. Because the rabbis decreed, maybe it don't liquefy. You use when it's not liquefied. And now that it's mixed with kosher oil, they didn't make the decree. The Havilek said like a double decree, as I already explained. I guess you'll see where the next piece of ketchuv is. I don't think it's yet. Let's see when the next one is. The next one is Vav. So it's the next halacha. Vav. Sha'ar kol hashmonim. All other oils, chutzmel, except for these that we already mentioned, medley, when you may light with them, when we come up with shemen zayis, mitzvah mina mufchar, however, olive oil is the ideal way to do the mitzvah. Chav gimel hamufchar, sifkotin chav gimel, the ideal. Dehu nimshach achar apsila tfei mikulo, because it draws after the wick better than any other oil. If you can't find olive oil, mitzvah mishar shmonim shor tzolot. It's a mitzvah to use a different oil whose flame is clear, the light is clear. Vim kodlin lunair shayv, and it comes before wax candles. So let's say vegetable oil should come before wax candles. All right. Nair shava kodlin lunair shalchelev. A candle of wax comes before a candle of fat. Doratzol yofa, the yofa. It's a better flame that comes from that. Nearly, it appears to me, says the Mishmer, to call zelafin and haner. That's all regarding the candle. The benir shalanu, our types of candles, shetzolol, that are clear, bavada yoser min hashayva, much clearer than wax. Veina rogel lahatus bo afil b'chol, and usually don't tilt it at all, even during the weekday. So it's a better type of flame. So it's adif mi ner shava. It's better than a wax candle. V'layaf mi kol hashmai. Maybe it's better than all the oil at all. Dere bevadi lo asalat. You'll never tilt it. All right. All right. V'ayim mashnich til gamin. I guess he's saying with our types of candles. Our types of candles. I don't know what he means, our types of candles. Okay, but he's saying is better.
He says it's called stearin.
Okay, good. That doesn't help us any.
Stearin is like fat, isn't it?
What?
I thought it might be fat, but it doesn't really say.
There's a kind of fat.
Nair stearin. You can even read it because you're not going to tilt it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. You know, you just don't tilt it at all. Okay. So it's better than wax. Okay, I'm not sure what he means here. Okay, maybe that's why we have some Piskei Tshuva here.
And he refers ahead to 275.
Well, that doesn't help us much.
Not in my volume.
Okay. First on Shemen Zayis, olive oil is the best. Even if it's an olive oil that's not fit to be eaten, because let's say it's not clean. Maybe it's got certain things that are
not filtered,
whatever, or maybe it tastes bitter. Still, it's kosher and the best one to use lechatchila because it lights the best and doesn't give off any bad smell. But if let's say it's repulsive, let's say a rat fell into the oil, and now you take the rat out, but it's still ratty oil, you don't light with it because it's a disgusting thing and that's, it doesn't show respect to Hashem. Oh, but if you take out the rat, and there were 60 times the rat, and it's not disgusting, then you may light with that olive oil. Okay. What about oil that was under your bed when you slept on it? There's some say you're not allowed to make use of it for Shabbos and for mitzvah, because again, it's repulsive. But we find it's not so simple. There's a lot of discussion. Those who are lenient have on whom to rely. Okay. Now, next point. Again, Shemen Zayis is the ideal. So he says, in the Sefer Hasidim, it says there was a story with a person that lived a very long time and they couldn't find any merits for the guy. In other words, the guy lived a long time. Well, why does he live such a long time? He's not a big Talmud Chacham. He's not a big Baal Chesed. How come he's living so long? But the answer is he would not light with fats, only with olive oil. So olive oil was a big merit. In the Siddur that are Yisrael, he says mystically, you should have two lights from olive oil. The Chidor writes, it's in a place where olive oil is found, you should be careful in it, because those who are accustomed to lighting candles, we already know you have children who are great Talmud Chachamim, they have to be very careful with the candles to make them complete, etc., etc., in order to have good children, etc., who will who will illuminate with Torah, like olive oil is analogy to that. All right. Okay. So based on all that was mentioned, many communities, though, in spite of all that, we're not particular to go after olive oil bedavka. Why? Because still is the concern, maybe you'll tilt it. Okay, because, you know, you can tilt the oil. Also for concerns, if you want to move the table for any reason, you know, the olive oil could, the combination may go out. Okay, which is not so with wax candles. So they're those who aren't particular because wax candles have certain advantages. However, in Eretz Yisrael, the custom always was from years ago to use olive oil, even though you'd find olive oil more prevalent outside of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, anyway, someone who is accustomed to lighting with olive oil, but when you're out of your house as a guest, you don't have to be particular to use olive oil. If you're away at somebody else's house, you don't have to be particular about that. And what if you don't have olive oil? Then it's better nowadays to light with paraffin. It's styrene again. To light with that, and there's no reason to go after other oils. So I guess maybe that's what the Mishnah Berurah was referring to, like these types of candles. The types of candles we have now. I mean, the truth is, the candles we have now give off a great flame. You don't have to worry about, you know, issues of tilting the oil or not, etc. One second. And so it's interesting. So even though we say you may not, on Friday night, you may not read to the lights of a candle when there's no electric light, but that only applies to an oil-based flame. But a candle, you never will tilt a candle. An oil-based flame could be, you know, if you move the oil around, it'll light better. But a candle, you can't make it any better than it is already. So you may light, you may read next to a candle on Friday night. That's where the advantage of it over olive oil is. So it comes out that although olive oil is ideal, but those who want to use wax, it's okay. It's okay as well. So you can go both ways. I mean, obviously, olive oil candles are, it's still more reminiscent of how we lit in the Beis Hamikdash and things like that. And mystically, oil candle is more connected to the concept of Shabbos. Shabbos is the day of the soul. The oil wick combination is more symbolic of the soul than a candle. So on a mystical level, that's better. But certainly, there's absolutely nothing wrong with using regular candles. Okay, let's move on. Sif Zion. Rolling right along. I'm going to finish the simon today. Zion. Korach Zephes Oshava. Ochelev saviv psila. If you wrap pitch or wax or fat around a wick, even though those are not proper oils, madligamim, you may light with them. Why? Mishnah Berurah Chavtal Korach Zephes. We only prohibit all these types of oils. Elim hayin nesunim bekli. They were in a utensil. Vnosan psila basocha. You put the wick inside the oil. Like do with oil. Shows anything shachem rapsil doesn't go after the wick well. But in this way, where it's sticking to it, so it's more of a solid. Nimshach shaper imapsila shabasocha. It does flow right into the wick. So I guess if it's more in a solid state. Chafei sovev psila around the wick. Dafim psila share only if the wick is a kosher wick. But if the wick is not a good wick, then wrapping around that isn't good because there was problems with the wick. Sif Ches. Hamadlik tzarech shiyadlik rov ma shiyotzi min apsil maner. When you're lighting, you have to light the majority of the wick that comes out of the candle. Mishnah Berurah. In other words, don't remove your hand when you light it. Wait till most of the wick has caught on flame before you move your match away. Chafav tzarech shiyadlik kedei shehalahav oliyof, so that the flame goes up nicely miyad, right away. Oliyofa miyad shiyisalik yodo, when you remove your hand from the flame. Kmo shehayu inin belaksana, like it was with the menorah. Chavzayin min vuadin b'ner shavchev. Same thing with oil or fat lights. Whatever it is, you wait till the wick mostly catches and it's gone its own. All right. There's a drop of piskei tshuva. There's... Also, forget about the fact that it's reminiscent the way it was done in the Beis Hamikdash. If you remove your hand too quickly, the fire may go out right away. Right? And also, if you just light a little bit, it's like you're not really lighting it.
It's like
the light increased on its own, and you really didn't, what's the English word I'm looking for? You didn't kindle it.
That's right.
It kindled on its own. So you have to look like you kindled it. Okay? He says, nowadays we're not so particular, and the reason is because the kind of wicks we have now, they're done so well, so once a little bit catches, the whole thing catches right away. So it just depends on the situation. Okay, good. Tess. Ein tzarech lahavev apsila. You don't have to havev the wick. What does that mean? Brackets. Perish. In hifuv. What does hifuv mean? It's the Ramah telling you what hivuv means. Yipol al dover, it falls on something, shena nisha v'gamri, it doesn't burn totally. V'gam lo kaim l'gamri, and it doesn't maintain itself totally. For example, al tochlenu mimenu no. You don't eat it no. No means raw. Targum Yonah said mahavhev. See, if the Aramaic says mahavhev. So therefore, if you, with a candle, hivuv is when you light it and right away you extinguish it, so the wick shouldn't be destroyed totally. I guess what he's saying is to singe it. Like, you know, you might think maybe you should singe it first and then light it afterwards. You don't have to do that. Okay. Says the Ramah, more Ramah. Says we call it still no. The custom is to light it and extinguish it first, that it's very scorched. Then the light will catch much better when the woman wants to light a light right away. Again, I think it was in those days, not our days. I don't think that's really so nowadays. Even the type of candles that are wrapped around like ours, else can we do that? This the man should do first before the white light, wife lights. Via toelas at the benefit, shlotisha isha bad lokasoba hagiasma, so it won't take the woman longer to light when it is time to light it. Okay. Second, what did we write already? Reish Samach Gimel Yud Gimel. We already discussed this. One second. Oh, Yud Gimel. That's what he writes. He writes in an earlier place. Nowadays, it's almost in all types of candles and wicks that we find in the store now. There's no benefit to singe them first. And the opposite, some of these types, it detracts from the lighting of that, makes it harder for you to light. Therefore, there's no obligation to conduct yourself this way. So then what does the husband do to help out a little bit? Usually the husband should help out a little bit with this mitzvah. So the husband should arrange the candles and put them in the menorah and or prepare the oil and things like that. Or to buy them in the store. It's all part of being involved that he fixes them up. Or you could clean out the area, you know, fix it. There's lots to prepare. You don't have to singe it. Okay. He still says you want to do the mitzvah the best way, singe two of the flames. Because there's mystical reasons behind that. And when you blow them out, don't blow them out. Because some mystically say, you know, Jews don't... Put a cup on it. Jews don't blow out candles, mystically. That's why, again, don't put candles on birthday cakes.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not a Jewish thing. You know, people just don't know that. It's like Mamish. A goy does it, you do it too. It's like, no, don't think. Okay, he brings... Okay, well, let's see if there's anything else... mystical reasons. Okay, they say when you singe it, it has a lot to do with correcting the Bekama Bris, people who are not careful with their reproductive organs. I don't know how, but some say it's an atonement for the Cheda Egel, mystically. Okay, it's all mystical stuff, so it's not so easy to understand. You don't blow out candles. Somebody says, look at this, brings down a sefer. One who extinguishes a candle with his mouth, blood is on his head. Okay, whatever that means. They brings down another sefer, you should be particular not to blow out candles. Either those who are not careful. Well, I guess when you blow them out on Erev Shabbos, okay, you're doing a mitzvah, you don't know any bad, not bad things happen. All right. Even the match, really, you shouldn't blow it out. Just put it down, let it run by itself. All right, final Sif Yud, last one. Eimad Likin Bismartutin. You don't light with smartutin. Those are like rags, worn-out clothing, that material. Afilu mechorachim, even if they've been singed. Okay, even though it makes it light better, we still don't use it. Mishter Baruch Avtais bismartutin. Hainu beloi bigodei pishtanagasi. That's worn-out linen garments that are thick. Umitayim, what's the reason? She'ena or nechas yovim. Usually the flame doesn't catch well with them, even if they've been singed. Look in the Prima Garden. Next thing the Mishmur says, Eimadlikin al hashulchan b'ner cheres. You don't light on the table, which is the main mitzvah, the ner here means the receptacle. Because you put oil in the receptacle. Don't use an earthenware receptacle. If it's yashan, if it's old, why the mus? It looks repulsive after repetitive use. It doesn't look good. Elim keni siku ba'or, unless you've burnt it in fire, like you put it over fire to clean it out. What about if it's glass? O shel cheres mitzupa, or it's earthenware that's, what do you call it? Enamel, like covered, you know. What's the word I'm looking
for? Overlaid.
Overlaid. Sure, it's permitted. Shei Moskal, it's not so repulsive. Glazed. Ubishani, a poor man. Shein Lo, he doesn't have any other utensils. Vadimud, you could even use earthenware that's old. It's better, Mima, she's batum in their Shabbos, to chayve. That's better than to not light at all, which is obligatory. So, okay, it's not optimum, but even though you don't have optimum, you do want to light. Not lighting at all would be sinful. Okay, there's a little bit of Piskei Tshuva on this. All right. Okay. All right, gives other reasons. All right. Okay, earthenware. He brings down from the Tur and Shulchan Aruch, we already had in the beginning. Ray wrote down. You have to be careful to make a nice flame, and that the light should be clear, and the receptacle should also be a nice. That's why we have silver menorahs. You know, it should be a nice receptacle, not just a piece of junk. Like, for example, like Neris Chanukah, that we make out of silver, etc., etc. And we're particular this dafka with the candles that you light where you eat, where you make the brach on that, but not on other candles that you light throughout the house that you just use for illumination. Okay? So therefore, that's why it's an inyan to buy a silver menorah. As much as your wealth allows you, the receptacle that you light from should be a proper thing. So again, it all depends on one's wealth. For example, what if you use tea lights? All right, it's not exactly beautifying the mitzvah unless you put the tea light on top of the menorah. But you know what I mean. But you should have and to one's financial ability, an ornate candelabra that one lights for Shabbos, to the extent that one has the money to do that. Interesting. Look at this. They bring down Shulchan Aruch brings in Yoredeya. You may not use a menorah that has seven branches. So it shouldn't look like the Beis Hamikdash. Even if the Beis Hamikdash was in a straight line, even if your seven is in a circle, they bring down. But that's dafka if it's made out of iron or a type of metal. But if it be wood or glass, it wouldn't be a problem. So I guess silver would also be a problem. Interesting. So you shouldn't.
He said metal is okay, so silver is a metal.
No. It's saying you don't use it out of iron or glass. But meaning to say, the only one you could use is wood. I'm sorry, wood. Again, no. Can't use it from iron or any type of metal. So that would be silver. Only wood or glass can be made. There's only a problem with seven. If you're using another number, it's okay. That's interesting. I never bothered to look. I mean, we don't have seven. Usually it's three is a pretty common one. Two is common. Three is common. Five is common.
That's what?
What?
That's right.
You don't use seven. Yeah. So if you go, I'm really curious, you go to a secular Judaica store, see if they have a menorah that's seven branches. I mean, the only time a person would use seven, you know, if you had five kids. Because, right? So then you have, right? But it's the menorah. You light seven lights, but you don't use one menorah with seven branches. That's the point. You don't use with seven branches. That's the point he's saying over there. Okay, very good. We'll start Simen Reish Samachay tomorrow, Bezer Hashem.